recap of Sunday's readings, it's time for Homily Highlights on Mater Dei Radio.
And today's homily highlight is from Father Randy Huang. He is stepping in at St. Rose of Lima Catholic Church this weekend for today's homily highlight.
It's good to be with all of you today. Before I go into the homily, I wanted to kind of just introduce myself briefly to all of you. I know that you've had some regulars that have come to your parish, but this is the first time I've been to St. Rose to preside. My name is Father Randy Huang. I was ordained a priest in 2021, and afterwards I was sent back to Rome for a year of studies, and then I did 2 years in a parish in St. Cecilia's in Beaverton. And then as of last year, I was asked to be the priest secretary to the Archbishop. And so I work with the Archbishop full-time in his office, and I travel with him and whatnot. So the opportunities where I'm not with him, I'm able to be at a parish, and so it brings a great joy. I was finding this morning when I was kind of coming in and getting my orientation, right, of the parish, what priests usually do if they're visiting. And Diana was telling me, you know, Father, you know, you might at the end of Mass have kids come up to you wanting a high five. Are you okay with that? I said, I had 2 years in a parish where there was a bunch of school kids, so I'm definitely okay with high fives. All right. Today we have this gospel, in which we all know very well, right, of Martha and Mary. And it seems sometimes that Jesus is quite unfair with Martha, right? I find it sometimes almost comical when you listen to these gospels and you hear kind of what has been dictated to the gospel writers, right? And it says that Martha goes to Jesus almost complaining, right, about her sister, right? And just imagine Mary sitting there thinking to herself, what the heck, Martha? This is Jesus in front of us, right? But Martha is going to Jesus with a very genuine concern that she is the one that is doing the hard labor while her sister is enjoying her time with Jesus. And I don't know about you guys, but for those of you who have siblings, right, you probably have been in that situation at some point in your life. Right? There's always one that does more than the other, right? But we have here the scene in which Jesus tells Martha. Martha, Martha. Again, another comical scene. Martha, Martha. Why do you worry? Why are you anxious? What this gospel teaches us, my brothers and sisters, is not that we should not do things, because we should. We should do things for our Lord. We should commit ourselves to work for the poor. We should commit ourselves to the ministry that we are a part of. But what Jesus is telling Martha when he's telling us is, I don't want you to simply settle for the better part, as he says to Martha, but I want you to choose the best part. And that all that we do in our lives, although good, if it misses the point of us coming to a deeper relationship with our Lord and falling in love with him more, then we're missing the point. And that's what Jesus is wanting to tell Martha. Martha, you have so many worries and you're so anxious, but yet I am here with you. How often is it, especially for those of us who are in ministry, whether at the diocese or in a parish or St. Vincent of Paul or the other ministries, Knights of Columbus, or even our altar servers, where we get so preoccupied with wanting to do the right thing in that moment that we forget the bigger picture and we forget who we're truly serving, that is our Lord. We have the image of Martha, who is this woman of almost kind of what we would consider in the church this missionary, this person that goes out and does the work, and does, you know, the hard labor. But we also have this image of Mary, the sister, who in the church has always seen her as the one that contemplates, or the contemplative side of the church, the one that prays. But in our Catholic theology, in the Catholic understanding, it's never Yes or no. Either or. It's always both and. So yes, there is a time for us to pray, to be in adoration of our Lord, to spend that time to know Him. But that in that, there's also a component of going out in response to that. I use this example all the time, especially when I'm preparing couples for marriage, right? Is that in order for you to be effective in any relationship component, you have to first spend that time getting to know one another and wanting each other's hearts. And from that, then responding to that. Not simply settling, well, I know this person, I love this person, and so I'm just going to stick to myself. Right? There has to be a response to that. And so, my brothers and sisters, today our Lord doesn't specifically speak to Martha and to Mary, but He speaks to us because the Scriptures is the living Word of God spoken to us. And what He's reminding each and every one of us is that if you're not praying and not spending the time with the Lord, do that. Right? Don't be so fixated on doing things and forget that component. But if we're simply praying and being with our Lord, but not responding to the needs of our family, of our communities, of the church, then we gotta go there. It's not a either or, it's a both and. And our Lord challenges us today to not settle for what is better, but then to strive for what is best. And what is best is coming to a deeper knowledge of God's love for us, and in turn, in experiencing that love, to respond and bring in that love of God to the people around us in all the capacities of our lives, whether as parents, as husband and wife, as children, as siblings, as collaborators in a ministry, as parishioners with one another. We all know, we all experience the needs of the people around us. And maybe there's someone next to you right now, or someone in your workplace, in your schools, that you know is in need of your prayers. You know that it's in need of assistance. And this is the opportunity to reach out, to do that. And our Lord strengthens us in the Eucharist, which He gives to us His body and His blood. This is my body, this is my blood poured out and given for you. Let those words ring in your hearts, my brothers and sisters, this week as the way that you are to pattern your life in giving yourself to our Lord and giving yourself to those that He presents in front of you.
And that is today's homily highlight. That is Father Randy Wong. He's stepping in and filling in at St. Rose of Lima Catholic Church in Portland.